From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Each year, this day in Iran is used by the government to promote popular anger toward the U.S. It's the 30th anniversary of the seizure of the American embassy. Tens of thousands of demonstrators once again poured into the streets. But today, much of the crowd's hostility was turned against Iran's leaders. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story.
Video of today's demonstrations in Iran has flooded the internet. Thousands of people marched in numerous rallies all over Tehran and in some smaller cities across the country. They chanted the now familiar slogan, "Down with the dictator," which could mean opposition to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad or against the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, or against them both. But there were also many new messages, some heard during a loud and boisterous march at Tehran University. One was, "Khamenei is a murderer. His rule is null and void." Video pictures posted on numerous websites show demonstrators tearing down banners with Khamenei's picture, others trampling his picture underfoot. There were also messages aimed at the United States. One was, "Obama, Obama, you are either with them or with us," a message that defied the purpose of the pro-government rally today. And some in the crowds picked up on the ongoing tension over Iran's nuclear activities by chanting, "A green and blooming Iran does not need an atom bomb." Green is the symbolic color of the opposition movement. Until now, Iran's nuclear program has not been a significant component of the opposition's message. Iran's leaders are resisting a compromise on the nuclear issue that emerged in talks with the U.S. and Europe a month ago. The supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, did address that just yesterday. In remarks meant to commemorate the taking of the embassy, Khamenei was uncompromising in his attitude toward the U.S. "Recently, they made seemingly conciliatory comments," Khamenei said of the U.S., "but whenever they smile, when we carefully look at the situation, we notice that they are hiding a dagger behind their back. They have not given up their threats," Khamenei added. "Their intention has not changed." Today as well, during a pro-government rally at the former U.S. embassy itself, hardline politician Gholam Ali Hadid Adel dared the U.S. to impose more sanctions on Iran. "Our nation is ready for sacrifice," Hadid Adel said. "Your sanctions, as has been the case over the past 30 years, will help us make progress. Our nation will stand on its own feet." Still, it seems that even some of the hostage takers of 1979 are now against the government. Mansour Farhang was a diplomat and initially a supporter of the Islamic Revolution. Farhang said many of the hostage takers now count themselves among the opposition.
"Two more of the hostage takers, they are in jail today awaiting trial. The significant number of the students who took over the embassy look back and see themselves being used as tools of grabbing power in Iran."
In recent weeks, some analysts had begun to write off the Iranian opposition as a spent force. But today it was clear the opposition has not disappeared or melted away, despite warnings from the police not to march. Riot police and street militia were out in force to disperse them. The police resorted to the now familiar tactic of using motorcycles to drive into the crowds. The cycles are equipped with backfiring engines that sound like gunshots. The police also employed tear gas, tasers, truncheons, and there are some reports that shots have been fired at the crowds. The government also disrupted the internet, mobile phone service, and text messaging. Despite all that, the display of opposition today was probably the largest in Tehran since the marches and the immediate aftermath of last June's disputed presidential election. Mike Schuster, NPR News.